What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If only, just come for the music, really.
That's why I'm here.
For the music. Please enjoy the reverse AFC Power Rankings. Back after, let's see, June 13th, I have. Today is July 3rd. That is more than 2 weeks.
That's a hiatus.
That is almost three. I think tomorrow would be 3 weeks.
It's a sabbatical almost.
No, where did they go?
Sabbatical has to be more than a few weeks.
Reverse AFC Power Rankings powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We did go with a perfectly new, clean.
Oh, look at that.
Two-sided blank.
Did you go get that out of the printer outside here or what?
Almost. I go to the printer and there's a stack of plain white paper. All right, July 3rd. It's almost been so long that who even cares the order the last time we did this?
And you don't have it right there in front of you, although you have the other.
There.
It's over there. Yeah, see, that's out of view, though.
Because it's a new page.
Yeah. Wow, this could be entirely different.
It could.
I'm not sure without the cheat sheet how I feel about these football teams.
All right, well, let's decide. 16.
Bills. See, I told you.
You forgot the whole premise. Or just decided you're just not a Josh Palmer guy after all, and they're the worst team in the league now.
It's that story about Keenan Coleman from yesterday that we talked about. That tipped it. They plummeted from one to... No, anyway. No, not...
You know, one thing about the Bills, this can wait. I'll save it for...
They are a team in the AFC that will be mentioned here. Yeah.
I'll make a note of it and save it for next segment. Or it'll come up when we get to the Bills and when it would do it seriously. 16. There's one team I'm not going to go with here. I will go Tennessee this time. 16. Not feeling it. In drafts, what do you do with the Tennessee Titans? You pick or not pick Calvin Ridley in like the fifth round. That never seems fun. Pollard in the eighth round. Spears in the 12th round. Cam Ward whenever. And like that's it. Tyler Lockett goes undrafted. He's their wide receiver too maybe right now.
Tyler Lockett is on the Tennessee Titans.
Chig Okonkwo. They might have the fewest number of players that get drafted in fantasy. Four. And in a regular league, Cam Ward would not get drafted either.
Got to be a two-quarterback league for him to get picked?
A best ball league, you want to have a second quarterback because of bye weeks and different stat combinations.
Okay.
But like when we draft, well, that's a super flex league. When you have your home league, And you wouldn't draft a backup quarterback in that almost ever. You're not, Cam Ward would not get picked. So it's a very short list. Mm-hmm. Tennessee for me.
You know, I was thinking about them for this versus, say, the Jets, with just walking around during the break before this segment. And while the Jets, I don't have any faith at all that they're going to be any good this year. I don't have any faith in Justin Fields. That's a large part of it. They're just kind of starting over, just all new people in place. Whereas the Titans, yes, they've got the quarterback, but it wasn't a great class. So he's at the top, and, what really is that? I don't think I really have a lot of faith in the coach. To me, this could turn into a Bears rookie year for Caleb Williams with Cam Ward, where Eberflus is there and like, nope, this ain't, see you later. That could be Callahan. And the Jets are at least going to be stable. They're not going to be good. They're not necessarily going to be any better than the Titans are. But I think I would rather, I can't believe I'm saying this, I'd rather be the Jets than the Titans right now, I think.
I don't know if I would say that. The Titans are still my pick, though.
I'm wrestling between the Jets and the Titans, I guess, is what you're getting here from me.
Well, you only have until 6:55 at the latest.
All right. Turn the music up. Just let everybody enjoy the sounds. All right. Zach, what do you have a different team you're thinking of?
No. I mean, I kind of did, but the more names Mike mentioned, the less I like Tennessee. Like, when we got to Tyler Lockett, it became bad. It got real bad.
All right.
They have two rookies. Alec Iomanner, who I liked for the Bills as an idea, from Stanford, Canadian. And Xavier Restrepo, who ran the really slow time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he went undrafted. So they do have two guys that could come in over Lockett. Lockett seemed like he was done last year in Seattle. But still, like, what's that?
Treylon Burks.
And they have Treylon Burks.
Oh, man. The Cam Ward red flag going on a Twitch stream and being like, we got Treylon Burks, top five receiver. No, get out of here. Done.
All right, Tennessee.
15.
Jets.
Cleveland.
Jets. Because the one team earlier I said I didn't want to mention was the Browns. Because I'm starting to think a little bit about if they have a good enough roster with Flacco starting to begin the season that they're maybe not terrible.
It's happened before.
It has happened
before. Just 2 years ago.
They made the playoffs with that team.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it's the rookie running backs. Really don't know all of it. They got out on Hunter, obviously, trading that pick. And drafted an offensive lineman with number five. I'm kind of...
No, defensive lineman, didn't they?
What? Defensive lineman.
Right.
The kid from interior Michigan. Defensive lineman, right?
Grant.
No, Mason not Graham.
Graham.
Yep. Graham, thank you.
I'm not super down on them, right, lately. Still, though, 14. Who else could it be? Who do you like at 14?
Them. The Browns, I think.
Two votes for Cleveland?
I think I'll go Cleveland here, yeah.
Okay. 13. Colts?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another one where I could talk myself, as we say, tell yourself a story. You tell yourself a story that Daniel Jones, mobile, athletic, that's a little bit the same thing. Jonathan Taylor, line works out. I'm not sure how that stands right now, actually, but who knows every year to year. And Downs is good. Pittman's good. AFC South. Maybe it's the time of year.
You could talk yourself into almost anything.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like if you're talking yourself into Daniel Jones might be good for them, you are doing some heavy lifting.
I know. That's right.
I think.
Maybe it's the time of year.
The Giants had decent talent when he was their guy, didn't they? Like, Not great, but, decent.
Okay.
And,
they only managed to win a road playoff game, which the Bills, last Bills quarterback to do that is Kelly. I just deliberately dumped that on you.
Well, it happened. So,
it's true.
I can't dispute it, but it was the Kirk Cousins Vikings. I don't know.
Yes. with their fancy negative point differential. 12.
I feel like this has gotten harder.
The time of year. It's hope season, right?
Right.
The off season is hope season. I'm talking myself into the Browns and using and Daniel Jones Colts and referencing the playoffs in both cases.
And I'm telling you, I'd rather be the Jets than anybody, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah. Since when do you say that?
Yeah. Never.
I'm real concerned for both of you.
Just Miami.
Just trying to keep. Thank you. Right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Miami at 12.
Considering our earlier conversations today with Armando Salguero, yes, the Dolphins.
And even Sam.
Right.
11.
Raiders.
Pittsburgh. I can only go so high with that team.
Okay.
10.
I'm going to stick with the Raiders.
I'll say New England.
It's week one, isn't it?
Yes.
New England here.
Probably some version of New England has been good more recently than the Raiders, who are almost always some sort of a punchline, even though they've got good, you know, good people there, respectable people in all the really key spots, right? Chip Kelly, offensive coordinator, Pete Carroll, head coach, Geno Smith, quarterback, like that could work, but I like the Patriots more than them, I guess.
Aaron Schatz didn't sound too enthused about, well, either team, actually. We asked him about New England, too, but I asked him about the Raiders toward the end of our conversation with him yesterday, and he's like, not really. He wasn't that excited.
Yeah.
9.
I can get with New England here.
New England's 10.
Oh, New England was 10.
Yeah.
Won the vote. Okay, then the Raiders.
Raiders here.
8. Jacksonville.
Yeah. I can me liking them and the coach can only get you so far. I can't put them ahead of any of these teams right now. Oh, maybe Houston. I could.
I already wrote it.
Okay.
Sorry.
I mean that.
Since you had to have a clean piece of paper.
Yeah.
I think at this point, I'd start over. I mean, I just rewrite it. If we had a conflict, we had a problem. I would just because the page is the first column.
Oh, I see.
This page, I would rewrite it.
Yep.
It's early enough that you could still. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I won't for now. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that.
Well, tomorrow, when the Sabres make a huge trade for, what name do I want here? Jordan Kyrou, and you have to come in, you can rewrite it.
Then. I'm not coming in for Jordan Kyrou.
Keep putting that out in the universe. They're going to do something, and we're going to be told to come in. And I'm going to hold this against you.
There might be, how many NHL players could the Sabres trade for tomorrow, and we're in here?
Crosby, McDavid.
Eichel,
sure. Eichel.
You two keep doing this.
Eichel.
Yep.
1 year left on his deal.
Time to move.
Let's go through that again.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you imagine that? What's that trade?
Tuck.
What is that trade?
Krabs.
Tuck, that's it. That's right. We know. We know what that trade is. Tuck's on the last year of his deal.
Couple of picks.
Lines up.
All right, make it happen.
Everybody's missing their old stomping grounds.
I keep hearing chatter about a potential Eichel trade. I don't know. Oh, my God. If you just turned on the radio, no. Sorry. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not even hearing myself, thank God.
What would it be? They would trade for him with, I don't know if he has a no-move clause. Probably would. The Sabres wrote it.
Right.
They would know what his contract says. They trade him here. You know, he decides to just put up with it. I got 1 year. He doesn't say like he would never. Doesn't say anything too inflammatory about his future. Doesn't swear off the idea of, you know, playing out his career here. But also isn't just like, I'm not doing it. Like he's back.
Right.
What does it sound like in the building night one?
Um,
Do we boo him?
No, it's desperate, conflicted applause. I don't know. I don't really know what that manifests itself into, but it's just like, I don't really know what the hell to do, but you're good, I guess. I don't know. Oh, my God, kill me.
And he wears 15.
I think that's what it is.
He comes back and wears 15.
Everyone's just waiting for the first person next to them to start clapping, and they feel comfortable to start doing it.
Is this okay? Are we just nodding? Oh, yeah, woo!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's no universe where this would happen. Seven. Chargers.
This has been a ride already. Houston. Sure. Oh,
I haven't written anything. I almost did.
I'm going to go with Houston, too.
Okay. I guess you guys don't watch football.
No. Not. Are there games?
Football's overrated.
Now, you don't watch the playoffs where these teams met. Six.
Did Herbert throw four picks in that game?
Yes.
He did, yeah.
Three during the season.
Yeah.
Four in the
best stat from last year.
Good Lord. I heard you say that earlier today.
They got up in that game, and the game started like they were going to blow Houston out, and they ended up getting blown out somehow. Six. I'm on L.A.
Yeah, fine.
Chargers here.
Yeah.
Five. Cincinnati.
Sure. I think I like Denver more than them. At least today.
Don't people say about Denver like that they have a great roster?
Yes.
Defensively, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Sertan. And then Knicks was good enough. All they did was throw for more yards, a higher completion percentage, and more touchdowns than the literal MVP of the NFL as a rookie. How did he not win it? Who was expecting Denver to be good? The Bills are always good. I don't even know if he got a vote. He didn't even come close to Offensive Rookie of the Year either because of Daniels. Sneaky Denver. RJ Harvey will be the one to watch for Denver at running back. Second round pick. Central Florida, maybe?
Central Florida, yep.
R.J. Harvey. And they have J.K. Dobbins now. Four. Denver?
Sure, yep.
All that shine, and there I go, picking them as the worst remaining team. Three. Chiefs.
Kansas City.
Aaron Schott, speaking of him, had no trouble saying, it just rolled off his tongue that the Bills and Ravens were cut above the Chiefs.
Yep.
I guess he doesn't watch football in the playoffs either. Nobody watches the playoffs. That's probably better. We're probably better off.
Right.
Two.
I'll say Ravens.
Bills.
Bills.
Why do you guys hate the Bills? I'll hang up and listen. Use guys. You know, it's the 4th of July. I'm over here trying to eat a hot dog. You gotta go and put... You know, the Bills beat them in the playoffs. Sorry, I'll stop.
Kansas City 3 is my response to that made-up caller.
Yep.
We put Kansas City 3rd. I guess I missed that game, too. The Bills-Chiefs playoff game. I missed that game, too, because I'm putting the Bills as better than the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was a while ago now. What happened again?
What did happen? One thing that happened is that James Cook had two touchdowns. Samuel, the other.
Okay. One of them was... I don't remember the other touchdown. I remember the one that was like a statue would be outside the stadium if they'd won the Super Bowl of him with that hand planted on the ground reaching. What an incredible play that was. And it would make a great statue.
Right. Cook had a first half touchdown also. He had two.
All right.
And Samuel had one. And also, wait, Mac Hollins had a touchdown catch in that game. So the Bills scored 29 points on four touchdowns.
They went for two once and made it?
They went for two twice.
Ah.
And missed both. So 26 and then a field goal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
That's the same thing that happened to the Ravens in their loss here. The Ravens lost by two.
Right.
And went for two twice and missed.
Right. One, Bernard deflected it, and then the other one, Andrews couldn't bring it in. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Cook had two touchdowns. What happened on Championship Sunday? James Cook had two touchdowns, and Zach Ertz in the earlier game for Washington had 11 catches for over 100 yards, and I suffered a terrible beat in fantasy because I had this best ball tournament where you advance each week. I thought I had it locked up. I fell for it. Never do this. I wrote down all the rosters on a spreadsheet and tried to see like what my odds would be. I was just super excited about this one. I think last place the next week, like Super Bowl week, would have been $1,000. Like, and it would we got way bigger. And I just I was cocky. There's no way the only way I'm losing is if Kelce bombs, Cook hits. Mm-hmm. I was a little afraid of Cook. And Ertz. And what happens in that nonsense NFC game? Washington gets behind by 100. And it's just, I'm losing my mind. I got to come in here. It's Bills Chiefs, the AFC Championship. All I can think about is Zach Ertz catching 6-yard pass after 6-yard pass and getting tackled. And there went that money. Never had it. And Kelce, by the way, in the AFC Championship, 2-for-19. The Bills gave up 32 points to a bad Kansas City offense.
That's what happened in the
AFC
Championship.
And Kelce had two catches for 19 yards.
Yep. It's one of the things that happened, along with these other things, and the Bills also having the ball around midfield with a chance to win the game at the end, after the defense did actually stop Kansas City on their second to last possession. They did get a couple first downs and run the clock out, as it turned out.
Didn't they kick a field goal to go ahead? They kicked a field goal. The Chiefs kicked a field goal. They were stopped, but they kicked a field goal to go ahead. And then...
Oh, that's what it was? Okay. Yeah. I thought there was
three
a possession.
And a half minutes.
Okay. All right.
They stopped them earlier, I think. Maybe. At least once. They got to stop. Hang the banner. I mean, they got to stop in the playoff game against Kansas City.
Or held them to a field goal is what I...
Right. I mean, that's the absolute bottom line story about those 1, 2, 3, 4 playoff losses to the Chiefs. Now that guy can call in and be upset. Now he has a right to.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we dwelling on this? 803-0550, Mike Chopin, the Bulldog, WGR. Contest time once again. Callers 5 and 6 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Win a pair of tickets each to see Goo Goo Dolls at KeyBank Center Saturday, August 9th, courtesy of New Day Live. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Welcome back. Mike Chopin, the Bulldog here. Let's go to JC next. Hello, JC.
Hello.
Hello. What's up?
I am calling from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and I just want to say that you guys do the greatest job, way better. I might get excommunicated here, but you do way better than our sportscasters here.
I think I'm going to be there tonight.
Oh, really?
I think so. My son is playing lacrosse there tonight.
In Hamilton?
In Hamilton.
Oh. Awesome.
Well, awesome.
I appreciate the compliment. That's nice of you to say. One of my favorite radio shows happens to be a show based out of Toronto that's on opposite ours. So, I mean, I appreciate the compliment, but, you know, thank you.
Fantastic. Well, I just wanted to bring up something, and I'm wondering what you guys think of this. I'm a Portuguese-Canadian, so I grew up as a soccer fan. And I remember the day I became a Buffalo Bills fan. It was 1989. I was at the Walden Galleria. My family was doing the cross-border shopping. And there were people lined up for autographs. And there was this big guy signing autographs, had no clue who he was. Turns out to be Bruce Smith. He asked me how long I was a Buffalo Bills fan. I said, "What's a Buffalo Bill?" And he said, "Well, today you've just become a fan." And since 1989, I've been a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. And I just wanted to make a comment on that. But I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think of, you know how in soccer they do club friendlies where teams that never play each other just to get their legs under them and see how they're playing. The Buffalo Bills playing the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to kill the idea. I just don't know who would want it.
Oh, I guess people in Hamilton would, but I guess people in Buffalo wouldn't care.
I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the NFL schedule, the calendar is so, like, kind of built in. When would it happen? It might have to happen, like, now. And I think they would say, like, nobody's in shape to do that. It's not like they couldn't play.
Yeah.
But
these teams in America don't even want to have their stars play their own preseason games. So you'd have a very hard time, I think, getting NFL teams to agree to any kind of exhibition against almost any competition.
It'd be like fun.
Sure. I think it'd be curiosity, you know. It's a little bit of like, what would it look like if Alabama played the worst NFL team? Kind of like that idea.
That I'd rather watch.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think where you end up is it doesn't have to be, but my sense of those thought experiments are usually the NFL team is going to kill them.
Yeah, probably. I guess you guys are right. Yeah, I guess you're right. I was just dreaming.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's a cool idea. I don't know. I've never heard it, presented as an idea. So, I mean, cool thought. I don't want to shut you down, but I just don't think it's realistic.
I'm just happy to have had the time with you guys. Love hearing you. Like I said, you guys are my favorite broadcasters. You cover the Bills amazingly. You're all I listen to get ready for fantasy. And, go Bills. And I can't wait to be there week 2 when Buffalo takes on Baltimore.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
All right, JC.
Week 1.
Week 1, right. Season opener. Sunday Night Football.
I'm thinking about how in baseball, parent clubs would play farm teams. Has the show ever sounded older than a reference to that?
Right.
Just got done reading The Bronx Zoo, and there's one of those in that book where Sparky Lyle says how the Yankees hated, was it Columbus maybe even then? Like they all hated the idea of going, but, you know, had to do it. And some guys didn't go. I think that's what happened in the book. My story of I have two. No, I guess it's the same year. I love this story. Working in Rochester, 97 or 8, I want to say, the Red Wings, who are in Buffalo tonight, had moved into their new stadium. And I worked mornings and got hardly ever, like, was there a scoop or anything, you know? Like, I'd roll in there at 10 to 5, be on the air at 5:06 with just, like, what happened last night in sports. But there was a report in Baltimore that the Orioles did not want to play the Red Wings and they weren't going to. The game was like in a few days, and it was at a tipping point with this where this team said no, like the players were boycotting it. And that was the Orioles team that everybody hated with Albert Bell and Palmeiro. Everybody loved Ripken, but still, like, they had all these big Brady Anderson, all these stars, and they told the media, Baltimore Sun maybe found out that the Orioles didn't want to go to Rochester, which not only was that an annual thing, but Rochester was always so proud of its history with the Orioles. Basically, the Red Wings went almost like 50 years with the Cardinals and then the Orioles. Like, they, Ripken played there. Like, they had Palmer. Like, they had so many guys. And here it was 5:00 in the morning. I was going to go on the air and say, they're not coming. Baltimore Sun reports they're not coming.
Cowboy Dan's not coming.
So I called the GM of the Red Wings at 5:00 in the morning, I knew him, Dan Mason. I knew him. I'm like, Dan, I'm so sorry to do this to you. You're probably not up, but I need you to know this, and I need to know what you think of it. But the Orioles say they don't want to come to Rochester. And he gave me a comment, and I don't know how it went from there, except they did come. And I was in the stadium for this game. It was all of them. Messina, right? I mean, they had a ton of stars, like late 90s. And it was the top of the first inning. Anderson probably led off the game. Packed house. You know how this ends?
I think so. I'm smiling because I'm not sure if it's because you've told the story. You probably have told the story.
I tell it
before.
Any chance I get.
Okay, so then it definitely has been told because you've had a chance. We've been together more than 20 years now. But I feel like I've seen a photo that is how this is going to
happen. Oh, I wonder.
If I remember right. Anyway, I might be conflating two different Albert Bell stories. Anyway, go ahead.
Top of the first, Anderson leads off probably for the Orioles. I don't remember what happened there. And then Ripken bats second, and Ripken's in the on-deck circle, and Rochester loves Ripken. Like, you know, half the crowd is just there to see him.
Right.
Probably. And maybe more. So there's Cal in the on-deck circle. Anderson's at bat, makes an out. Ripken goes up to bat. Crowd goes crazy. Bell bats third. It's probably not even how they usually rank their order. It was probably just so Ripken and maybe Anderson and Albert Bell could leave the game as soon as they batted one time.
Right.
So, and Ripken did. He batted in the top of the first and left the game. Bell comes out with his jacket on.
Right, that's it.
Middle of summer. He's got a black Orioles jacket on. On deck circle. The crowd would have booed him. You would have had, at the same time, lustrous cheers for Cal Ripken and boos for Albert Bell.
He was a huge villain in the game.
He was. He's an all-timer for
corked
this.
Corked bats, he hated him. And just temper, and like just a nasty piece of business.
Which, going back, if I could, I would like him. But I didn't. I felt I'd go for the same narrative. All right. Everybody's cheering Ripken and booing Albert Bell. He's got his jacket on. Ripken strikes out, I think. He didn't want to get on base. So he strikes out. And Bell goes up to bat with his jacket on. He leaves it on.
Right, that's it. I know you telling this story now that you're through it, and I just at some point or another, maybe we passed the anniversary at some point. I just know I saw a photo of him standing at the plate with the jacket on.
I've never seen a picture of it, but I can see it in my memory right now, from way up on the third baseline, looking down, and there is the Orioles dugout for that game would have been on the third base side, because I think I see them in the on-deck circle, like right down in front of me. And then he went to bat and left the jacket on, and then he struck out on purpose, probably, and left. That was their compromise.
The jacket is amazing, right?
We'll go, but we're not going to try.
Right.
And then, you know, the Orioles backups all go in, who had all probably bet on Rochester that season.
Right.
And now it's an intra-squad game.
Right.
But Yeah, that happened. And that was about the end of the tradition. Like, it might have been the very end for, in terms of those teams, but that doesn't happen. That's been gone a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember the last time. It might have been when Cleveland, at some point while Cleveland was the parent club that of the Bisons, that they did it. I seem to remember seeing Cleveland do that with the Bisons.
I wonder.
But
I think of the Cleveland team that I think of was all on the Bisons. I get confused. Maybe they were actually playing for the Bisons.
Right,
Pittsburgh maybe did it. Bonds, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Andy
Van Slyke, I remember being here to play against them, I think.
Didn't Bonds hit one out of the stadium?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
That would be my guess, Alexa. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, it's been 20 plus years.
I could easily be mistaken about Cleveland doing it.
I don't know. Maybe you might be right. I don't know. So, yeah.
Those were the days.
Thanks, JC, for all the nice words and for calling. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Happy 4th, almost. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here. Plans tomorrow. Parades, fireworks, the grill, golf for you, swimming. I'm going to try to convince, I don't know, it might not be possible, but I'm hopeful. My wife's brother's family, who are traveling up from Orlando tomorrow for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has spent lots of time in Buffalo, college, you know, her family, my father-in-law is from Kenmore. Like, he's not, like, he's never been up here. He's not afraid of snow or anything like that. It's not like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the Baltimore playoff game. Their family was up here for that, too. I'm going to try to get them in the river this weekend.
All right.
The kids are about the same age as mine, maybe like 14 and 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Something like that. Wife's from Philly. How hard a job do you think I'll have trying to get a family like I've just described into the river this weekend to swim?
What does the river look like? Like, does it look?
I'm thinking of my sister's house. So dock, a tower to jump off of.
Okay, but
it's 4 or 5 feet deep. You can walk around.
Doesn't look brown and murky. It looks like looks, you know.
Depends on the sky.
Okay. It's going to be beautiful. Okay. This is tomorrow we're talking about?
One of these days coming up.
Okay.
Between tomorrow and Monday.
I think your chances are very good. I think they're very good.
How do I sell it? I did this every day, every summer for my whole childhood. Off this dock
and
this
tower. There's a ladder to get back onto the dock, right?
So yep. It's not,
yeah. You got a great look at this.
Okay.
I think. You've got the house, you know, a sister. You got the property.
Yes.
You got the dock. I don't even know really what else you need. Do you have flotation devices if they're needed?
We can get them.
Okay. You got a cooler?
we can get them.
I think you are all. I think you're all set. I think this happens. I think this happens. Yeah. I mean, I don't need to tell you I would do that in a second, but I'm not them. But I like your chances.
Might be able to get the pool ready, but if I can't, I've had another struggle with it this summer so far. But the river, right? I mean, now we live on West River where you can walk in. Maybe we start there. Sort of very shallow.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk down the hill and then very shallow.
Just sort of wade
calm
in.
Calm water.
Yeah. Right.
Now you're in the river.
Right.
You know, it's just barely above your feet.
Right.
We'll take the dog down. The dog can demonstrate how much fun it can be.
Oh, sure.
To swim, to jump around in the river. So that's one of my goals for this weekend.
Dog approved.
Is to jump off that tower for the first time this year. My dad built that in the 80s. And it's still there. It's not 4 feet deep there, by the way. That would be very dangerous.
Yeah, no.
It's 9, 10 feet at the end of the dock.
You don't want that. Yeah.
Bison's about to get started. This is one of their bigger nights on the calendar.
For sure. This and Star Wars night. But this predates Star. They've been doing this every year that I can remember. Around 4th of July, July 3rd is the case. And it's often not on the 4th. But yeah, BPO and the big fireworks show and the whole thing. I'm sure it'll be a scene down there.
If you're going, feel free to let me know if you use any of the bets we used to use at Bison's games. Mound ball. Mound ball's eternal. Will the ball end up on the mound after the inning is over? Yes or no? Greg Bauk and I bet the fireworks. The last color. First color, last color is easy. Will the third base umpire do anything in a given inning?
Moon bet.
Like,
don't forget moon bet.
I love moon bet.
Do not sleep on moon bet.
Where is it in relation to the field, the scoreboard, after an inning? Basically, how long is the inning? Moon bet. Really want to do your research on that one. Speaking of betting, I guess, Sam Panayotovich joined us earlier today, and we kind of went long on the hot dog eating contest. You can apparently, I don't know about New York, I didn't look that up, but it's bettable, people do it. Sam's here to prove it after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.